Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about what's been going on in terms of some of the action that we've seen in the last several weeks. So far, as of our recording, there was 3 detentions, 3 releases, SWAT operations, road closures, aerial searches, canine units, 19 days of visible and investigative activity. And not one of those moves has produced a suspect, an arrest, or a confirmed connection to whoever took Nancy Guthrie. But Jen, with the 3 separate people having been detained in this case with significant law enforcement responses each time. You get SWAT there, you get FBI evidence response, you get blocked roads, all 3 released without charges. A really strong going in and a really, well, looks like we got nothing here going out. Is that pattern normal in a complex case like this, or does it indicate something about the quality of what investigators are working with?
It is normal, Tony. When you have a case like this and you're drinking from a fire hose, because mm-hmm. now you have, by the way, over $300,000 on the menu for a reward. Oh my gosh, the number of tips. We've heard it mentioned 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. I've heard so many tip numbers. And you can imagine, you have to follow up, and yeah. there's some that are going to be really juicy. They're going to have probable cause, meat on the bone. And this last one had all of that. And again, I think this one is really viable because they seized that car. That mm-hmm. was huge.
Yeah. Let's talk. I mean, they're getting so many tips, and thank goodness. But then it in terms of, OK, you wanted it, you got it. Are you, you know, now you got all of this to try and decipher through. And there's human beings behind it. There's probably some AI, hopefully, maybe working this to try mm-hmm. and prioritize what is going to be important here to get some human eyeballs behind. But that is a lot to go through. Right now, we have a reward out there. Where are we sitting at this moment? I feel like it's a telethon. Where are we at on the big board, Johnny? I think we're up to 300 now? Okay.
A little over 300. You have a private donor.
The Milwaukee and yep.
88 Crime.
Okay.
Which is affiliated with the Pima County. And then, of course, you have the FBI at 100.
Should the reward be higher, and why?
So this is my thought, and again, I'm just telling it the way I
yeah I, yeah that's what I want.
This is my some people aren't going to like what I'm going to say. So that's what I caveat when you hear me
buckle
say
up.
Some people aren't going to like Spacey Jen, but if this is my mom, I'm like, all right, everybody, we're pulling in the big bucks. We're getting $700,000. Yesterday, especially if I'm worth 40 million, which I am not, I want 700,000 on the table to add to that to have a cool million. Why? Because not because I want more tips coming in, but because I want those pieces of crap that know exactly who this person is to come forward and say, that's exactly who this person is. Mm-hmm. And $1 million, anonymous $1 million leading to the arrest and conviction of this fool, that's going to be worth it to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of betrayal can go on for $1 million.
Yeah.
$300,000 is getting a little more juicy, but $1 million. Now, remember, after taxes, that's not that much. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take off another 38%.
Yeah. You know, I tend to agree with you. I was asked that question the other night on Vinny on Court TV, and I agree there because it has to be life changing money. That kind of money, $1 million, that's going to elicit, here's where they are, not just, I kind of think there might be somebody over. That's going to be somebody very close that can really give you that information. But that person who's very close also maybe has a family, maybe has a life, maybe needs to get the hell out of Dodge if they're about to snitch on somebody. Because even if they get their guy, it doesn't mean they're getting everybody that guy ran with. And they don't like that if you're going to call out one of their people, even though it's this heartbreaking 84-year-old woman, Nancy Guthrie, that, you know, is, you know, on these meds, and it's such a life and death situation here. They're still going to look out for themselves. Of course they are. Everybody does. But if you gave $1 million, or what about an offer beyond money? Could the federal government step in here in some way, shape, or form and say, hey, if you have information that leads to that, you know who this person is, we can relocate you as well. Like the federal relocation, you know, witness protection relocation program. Can we put that on the table for somebody if they were to come forward of like, I got it, but it's going to take even more than money for me to be able to tell you anything?
Interesting question. WCSET is actually run through the U.S. Marshals. Mm-hmm. A lot of people may not realize that, but certainly I've had situation involving that. And it's such a great program, but it's problematic. People never stay in it because it sounds great and sexy, but guess what? You can never see the rest of your family ever again. Mm-hmm. And you're relocated to a farm in South Dakota when you're from South Miami.
Yeah.
So it sounds great. Could it be offered? Anything is possible, Tony, but I can tell you typically people don't take it. But I don't think once somebody's arrested, they lose all their power. And I truly don't believe, that this is some, you know, Mexican cartel, huge conspiracy to take Nancy and make millions on this. Obviously, we don't even have a ransom demand that's legitimate that I can see.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because that is kind of putting it in that court of that sort of a mindset where there are. But even if it's not, even if it is a B&E that went horribly wrong, and this guy's got some family or friends, and there was leakage, and somebody knows. Going off to the farm in South Dakota and nobody ever finding you again, but also here's $1 million. I don't know, compared to like where someone may be sitting right now, if they're sitting in poverty and a really shitty life and a really dangerous situation, I don't know. The farm and $1 million isn't all that bad of a deal.
Yeah, you know, I can't say that I disagree with you. I can just say that typically in my experience, the minute even huge gangbangers that are running the Crips, even individuals who are part of the Medellin cartel and had tons of power, the minute they get behind bars, they are sucked out of a lot of their power, certainly their street power. Yeah. And so, but I get your point. I mean, somebody like this would be turning evidence against an individual that could possibly cost him his life.
Yeah. And that's a risk. You know, most people are not going to take, even if it is certainly the right thing to do. Where are you at right now, Jen? I'm curious as to the type of individual that you think this is. We were just saying, you know, it does not look cartelish. We've talked a lot about B&E gone wrong on this show. I know Robin is kind of in that camp. From your perspective and your experience, where are you sitting right now?
You know, there's a lot of people and a lot of my cohorts that think exactly that, B&E gone bad. I just struggle with that for so many reasons. Actually, I need to do a tweet. Why it could be a B and E gone bad mm-hmm. and why it couldn't. And I think if you see that juxtaposition, okay, look at where she lived, out in the middle of flipping nowhere, almost. Mm-hmm. I say that. When I say that, I just mean acre to 3 acre plots. I've posted her picture a lot. I don't know if you have her house. You can barely even see it. Mm-hmm. Like there's this scrub brush and sage. I don't know what the different plants are, but it sits way back in there. It's not something that you would say, oh, this is a perfect place for me to go. Then you say, oh, there's cameras. Mm-hmm. It's funny when I teach classes on security and how to make your house hardened. The first thing I say is, even if you don't have a camera, have a sign that says, you know, stop, you're on candid camera, or something mm-hmm. that says you have a camera. Even if you don't have a dog, dog bites, you know, my dog bites.
Yeah. Beware.
Because robbers and gangbangers and people who do crime, because I've interviewed them, they will tell you, oh my gosh, if it's a choice between that house with cameras and dogs and this house, I'm not going to the house with cameras.
Yeah.
And yet they chose to go there. Mm-hmm. So I've always said this. I've always said, and I may be proved to be wrong. And if I am, that's fine.
Sure.
Unfortunately, like I always say, we're dealing with 10 cards, five mm-hmm. cards. Unfortunately, we don't get to see the whole deck out here.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense that this person was not familiar with them and did not know that she would be in there alone and did not know she had a camera specifically in that location, because he beelines to it. He puts his head down. He goes right over to it. And it just, I think there's so many indicators that it's targeted. And you couple that with now the fact the family has been cleared. So now we know it's not inheritance. Now we know it's not because of insurance. Mm-hmm. Now we know, and we know it's not because of ransom, because mm-hmm. a proper ransom wasn't asked. When I say proper, a usual, go to the family, go immediately, make it easy to make the payment.
Yeah.
Before law enforcement is crawling on it. Certainly don't go to the media. That's the last place you go.
Yeah.
So it only can beg the question, was this targeted for some sort of vendetta, some sort of hate? And I don't even mean that that's the doofus on the front door. Could be.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to be like kind of in the territory of like B&E gone wrong, or is this someone that had a reason to go for Nancy Guthrie? And then of course and we don't really have a ton of, there really isn't much evidence to say this has something to do with it being connected to Savannah Guthrie, but certainly the question has to be asked, because there's crazies out there and crazies do crazy things. And sometimes they have these weird things in their mind and they connect themselves to the celebrity that they see on TV and they go do horrible, crazy shit. It's not the first time this has happened. And there's some weird things in this case that have popped up that go, one of those things, the mention in Savannah's book, and I'm curious if you think this is just 1,000%. It's standing out in our minds simply because the word kidnapping is in there, and this is something we're focusing on right now, and anything like that is going to stand out 10 times more than it would otherwise. But in Savannah's book, she talked about how she was, when she was a child, they had this game with her and her aunt, and I believe it was like her aunt would come and quote-unquote kidnap her, but it was fun. It was like, okay, we're going to go, aunt's going to go some fun days with us. They'd call mom, and mom would pretend she's upset. You know, oh my goodness, and then it'd go be fun time with her aunt. Nothing negative about it. And she talks about it as a fun childhood kind of silly family game that they would play. In light of everything now, it looks a little weird. And in no way am I saying that's pointing at the family, but I'm saying that seems like something an obsessive type person might glean onto and go, I don't know. But that also does feel like quite a stretch to me. What's your take on that aspect of this?
Well, I got to be honest, I was down that rabbit hole hard for about 2 days, and I haven't necessarily left it.
Okay.
Just because I do believe if this is somebody, if the motive behind this is to torture and hurt Savannah, and uh-huh. obviously Nancy, but also torture and hurt Savannah, you know, could they have stalked her in this way? Listen, nobody even knew she had written two books. I shouldn't say nobody, because I saw it was a bestseller. But listen, I tracked it. It's sold by Walmart.
Yeah.
Both the child's version and the adult version. And it mentions, as you said, this whole kidnapping thing. And then also, remember that strange language?
Yeah.
That was in her plea. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to say it exactly verbatim, but it was essentially, it's not too late. Mm-hmm. That was one of the sentences. And there was another one as well. You're not alone. You're not alone. It's not too late. And that is absolutely the overarching, you know, message in her books. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I think it's not too late is an exact quote. And I always thought when I heard that, I thought, wow, they decided to put that in the behavioral analysis unit, trying to lead to somebody familiar with her. And you know, I'm picturing like a John Hinckley type. Uh-huh. You know, somebody that's obsessed with Jodie Foster. So he says, I think it'd be a great idea to get her attention to kill the president. You know, that makes a lot of sense to me. Right. So it's like this obsessive, how do I get her attention? I read her books. I'm going to go seize her mom, all of this. So I have to admit, as an investigator, if I were on the case, that would be one aspect I'd be looking for to determine motive. Is it just a random B&E gone bad, or is it way more sinister? And I've been down the sinister road, and I don't think it can be dismissed yet.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with it to me, stalking is usually an escalation. You know, it's not usually we're going in full bore and suddenly we're taking your mom. So I'm wondering if there would be any signs leading up to this, whether that be, and here's what I'm wondering, and I would assume they would have to be, Jen, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, that they'd have to be pouring through like all of Savannah's emails and emails into NBC, into her, any form of communication from fans, from the outside world leading up to this day, you know, ones that she never even read because you just can't keep up with it. But, you know, they're in a folder somewhere. Somebody's gone through them, or maybe they haven't. I'm wondering if there be any clues to glean in any of that from, if this is a character like that, that may have been sending some weird messages along the way that could have easily been swept up into, here's the crazy folder that nobody's going to do anything about because we get 48 of these an hour or something.
Well, it's so interesting you say that, because the other avenue is the social media. Let me take as an example, your social media, my social media. You could go on right now on my Twitter feed and find probably 1,000 people that are saying horrible things.
Sure.
That's not even an underestimation. You know, something like whatever, something mean, something like visceral, like wow, that person really does not like her.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, I'm a nobody. Can you imagine somebody like her that has millions and millions and millions of followers? And that if she said or did anything they didn't appreciate, especially in the political arena, right? Mm-hmm. Anything. And we know Nancy had a lot of political posts, very, very negative political posts. You know, you got to wonder, that's just another area that I think, you know, people will have to look at. But the other thing is, you know, there's hunters and there's howlers. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot about this recently. And there's a lot of books on this by the FBI retired profilers, and specifically Cameron Malin, if anybody's interested. But hunters are the people that are oftentimes, not always, but they're more silent. Mm-hmm. There might be a little something in there, and then they get their feelings hurt or whatever, and you really don't hear much from them, because from that point on, they are plotting.
Yeah.
They're literally working toward committing an offense like this. Howlers are the people like I talked about earlier, you know, growing hair like this, eating, you know, Twizzlers behind the screen, fat and dumpy, and they've never had a voice in their life. And they're like, you know what? Let's say I hate her. See if she responds, right? So those are the howlers. It's the hunters that you have to fear.
Yeah. The hunters, I mean, and people have a interesting complex sometimes when they feel disrespected in some way, shape, or form. And I think that, I mean, I would imagine they're looking through those things. They would have to be at this point. Because I wonder, again, it may not be as obvious as it would seem, just like somebody saying, I hate you. It could be someone that adores her, but because they weren't getting the attention or something, it seems like it, you know, might initially, if this was an abduction for some purpose, it was to get attention. I just wonder if then it went horribly awry as well of, you know, maybe they were going to try and get Savannah's attention by having her mom, but then mom died. And then it's like, well, what do I do now? I don't know. I mean, again, all complete conjecture, because we don't know what's going on. And that's what happens. We don't have information. We try and fill in the blanks.
But I want to say one more thing on this.
Yeah.
Not to get too far afield, but just to stay on this path of a possibility that investigators will think about. And that is the verbiage that they decided to use from The Silence of the Lambs. That's, you know, she's kind, she's sweet, talk to her and you will see. And remember, I told you, I think, that I was there at the FBI Academy right after that was filmed. It was released. We got to go to the premiere because one of the guys in my class was in it. He was a physical instructor and he had a huge part in the movie. And Mr. Bonnie, who taps her on the shoulder, he was my fit instructor. And all those people there are real people that are agents. Yeah. Like, it was all extras. It's the most realistic film I've ever seen, other than the fact you'd never take a trainee and have her do all that. But but the rooms there, those were real. Everything was so realistic. Mm-hmm. And they helped, of course, with, you know, the profilers helped mm-hmm. with that. And in other words, the scripting, right? And then we know, I believe firmly, they helped with the scripting of a lot was what was said. So when you look at that, what was the type of person? I'm going way down this rabbit hole, but that's fine. What was the type of person that was the bad guy in that? Buffalo Bill, right? Mm-hmm. He kidnapped people for a very particular reason. Now, that was a real dark reason, and maybe this isn't that dark of a reason, but do the profilers who have already written a full-on profile about who they think this person is, do they think that? Do they think that she was taken more to get maybe Savannah's attention? And that's why they're appealing in this soft mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
Talk to her and you'll see, you know.
And what's weird about it is like actually using quotes from Silence of the Lambs. Like there's ways to rephrase that, but why use like literal movie quotes in it? Is it because the profilers, are they thinking, you know, if this is that, it may be a nut that, you know, obsesses on movies of that nature, and maybe that will speak to them better than just saying it in a different way?
Yeah, or is that a technique that is used by the behavioral analysis individual that helped with that? Yeah. You know, talk to them and you'll see, maybe not even thinking about this 30-year-old movie.
True.
Another profile helped put that in there and they're going, oh, wow, I guess I probably shouldn't have put that in there, right? Because that's 30 years ago. The only people that think about things like that are old people like me. Who, you know, and all the people in the audience that have watched that movie. I mean, I've got that movie so memorized because I've watched it so many times because so many people I know are in it. So it makes mm-hmm. it even more interesting. But nevertheless, you know, it just makes me wonder if that's what the BAU is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's appealing, you know, to inspire them or someone around them to do the right thing and to come forward. And you're going to do that with softer language. You're not going to do that with threats. And so I get where they're coming from. It is weird. It is a little creepy there's a lot of creepy elements that are sinking into this thing. So many questions. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, as always, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight into this case.
Thank you, Tony.
Your thoughts in the comment section, Substack or YouTube. The links are in the description. Love to get your feedback and be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage right here on this and the many cases we follow for you. We'll continue the conversation in the comments. Until next time for Jen, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.